left knee of Smigalski. He looks to be okay, but right now I seems to be hobbling a bit. Down there is manager Trevor Cho in his first season for the Chinooks. Kirk Schreider out there in the dugout with pitching coach slash third base coach Brian Dyer. Those two have been at the helm. Well, Kirk Schreider has been the acting manager. Brian Dyer has been right there as his sidekick the entire season. And the 2-2 well low on the turf. Remind you, it's an all-turf field except for the mound, which is covered in a couple feet of dirt. The count runs full here for Carpenter. He kicks, turns, and the payoff. And a swinging ball popped up away out of play. So a lot of pitches for Michael Carpenter. That's what Wisconsin Rapids wants. Get the pitch count in, or get the pitch count high early. Get the pitcher more tired. The payoff from Carpenter. And just low as Smigalski will get walked. So really working that count. And does it to get to first. Kyle Carlson is due up. 16 hits. Batting a .211. 12 RBIs. He's been struck out, though, 33 times on 76 at-bats. So the first runner on this game for Wisconsin Rapids is Smigalski as Carlson will take in a first pitch strike. That brushes off the right corner. So the seventh batter in the order. Carlson, another Georgia native from Marietta, Georgia. And the 0-1 from Carpenter. A low of the zone. Had a ball 1-1. No hits yet for Wisconsin Rapids. Only here in the top of the second. On deck is Jack Gifford. The 1-1 from Carpenter. And fouled away again. 1-2. So he's looking for his fourth strikeout. And ball, two strikes with two outs. This inning alone, he's up to 26 pitches already. 36 in total. And the 1-2. And down the plate for strike three. Carlson can't believe it. He strikes out looking. We head to the bottom of the second. Lakeshore in front. 3-0, we'll step aside here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 58. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. A blend of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 55. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, Sam Vomhoff leads off for the Chinooks. Had a good day at the plate yesterday, went 2-for-3. As a first pitch, had a swing and a miss this time, 0-1. So Vomhoff out of Creighton, native of DeForest, Wisconsin, batting a .324. Yes, he's leading the team on this order in batting average. Got three RBIs. Antsovich will go to work and a swing and a ground ball over towards the second baseman, Castillo, and has all the time in the world and lifts it on to first. Vomhoff goes down. So bottom of the order, eighth to be exact, as Jimmy Jurgensen out of Concordia University at Wisconsin. So this is his home school, his home field. Remind you, we are on the campus of Concordia, Wisconsin. So from Cedarburg, only batting an 0-7-1. As he'll see this time at a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 with one down. Johnny Antsovich towing the slab once more. He'll kick and serve, and a swing and a fly ball sliced into left field. Gallison at the warning track and makes the grab just in the nick of time. That ball looked like it was just going into shallow center, but just kept carrying back towards the warning track. So back-to-back outs just like that. Jacob Nelson out of Northern Illinois. A 171 batter at the plate. He's got two RBIs. And Antsovich will go in, set and serve at a first pitch strike, 0-1. Nelson not in the lineup yesterday. 0-1 is the count. Two down, the 0-1 from Antsovich, and fouled away near the dugout. An early 3-0 lead for Lakeshore. Jack Council, an RBI single into center to bring Townsend home, and then a two-run shot from Will Johannes into center field. Antsovich will kick in the 0-2 and up above. He's got one strikeout so far. Well, he struck out Hansen. 1-2 is the count. On deck is Townsend. And the 1-2 from Antsovich at a breaking ball. A little bit low. Can't work into velocity there. 2-2. So deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Antsovich on his 34th pitch. The 2-2. And high fly ball fouled. Out and away again. 34 pitches for Antsovich. 37 for Michael Carpenter. So they're almost identical right now on the pinch count. Per two. But the 2-2. Way up above the zone at a ball 3-2. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Jacob Nelson here with two outs. The nine-hole batter. Antsovich looks in. The payoff to Nelson. And a swing and a miss. Nelson goes down. Antsovich records his second strikeout. We head to the top of the third. Lakeshore in front, 3-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take a quick step aside.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The MVP of your next Tuesday.
Top of the third inning we go. Two innings down, Lakeshore in a 3-0 lead. A two-run shot from Will Johannes. So Wisconsin Rapids, they've been retired in seven batters through two innings. So Jack Gifford, now he'll step in to lead off. Gifford, Jensen, and Johnson are all scheduled to bat here in the top of the third. 8-9-1 in the order. Gifford batting a 182. He's got two hits on 11 at-bats. Rising redshirt sophomore out of Cabrillo College and the native of Santa Cruz. He had an RBI on his first at-bat as Carpenter goes to work at an 0-2 count. He has two RBIs, though. So Gifford, the right fielder. Carpenter kicks, turns, and the 0-2 fouled into the netting. Michael Carpenter already up to 40 pitches. He's got four strikeouts, though. He's walked one batter. On deck is Levi Jensen. And the 0-2, and a ball outside, goes away from Johannes. Smigalski the only one to reach base. And the 1-2 here from Carpenter. And a swing and a ball that goes well low of Carpenter. Hits his knees. He stops. Throws it on to first. And he'll just get him out. So Gifford goes down. And this brings up Levi Jensen, who hasn't been in the order for a little bit of time. He's spent a lot of time at first base. He's been the first base coach, as today looks like maybe Gus Walker out there. Can't quite tell, but yeah, there is no first base coach for the Rafters. Only two coaches. So Brian Dyer at third base. Kirk Schreiner in the dugout. Jensen at 114 batter. He's been struck out 27 times. You'll see a ball 2-0. He's had 12 hits on the season. Native of Luck, Wisconsin. A leader on this team has a swing and a ground ball that goes right into the glove of Council, steps in and throws on over to first, and he gets Jensen for two down. So back-to-back ground outs, and this brings in Ty Johnson, who struck out his first time up. It was a drop third strike from Johannes, so a strikeout to a putout. Jensen goes down, and Ty Johnson, a guy that's had 15 stolen bases. So if he gets on base, you know, he leads the team in stolen bases. So he certainly can and get there when needed to the advance the base. He's been walked 40 times, 41 runs on the team, 33 RBIs. And he'll see another strike going too. So Lakeshore, a good start on the offensive end, but you could say arguably better on the defensive end. Two down, the 0-2 from Carpenter, and a ball bounced near the right side of the batter's box. So if Johnson goes down, Lakeshore would have retired 10 batters through three innings. Raptors just no hits right now. The bats have been cold. Two down, no balls, two strikes. Set in and serve, the 0-2 from Carpenter, and dug in away, fouled outside. At this point, yesterday, the Rafters were up 6-0, so a little bit of different story today. But nonetheless, they have a lot of game to be played, and the 0-2 dropped away from Johannes. He dropped that ball, and it comes in on the left side, 1-2. Michael Carpenter, 50 pitches, a walk and four strikeouts. Two gone. The 1-2 to Johnson, and a swing and a miss. He goes down, very frustrated with himself. He reached out for it on the left edge, came up empty. We head to the bottom of the third. Lakeshore goes three up and three down. We'll step aside on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning we go as Johnny Antrovitz back on the mound once more. He's gone two innings, 36 pitches. He's given up three hits, three runs, though, but he's had two strikeouts. So, yes, a 3-0 lead for the Chinooks. So, top of the order with Drew Townsend, who was the first Chinook to cross home plate. He led off with a double in the right field. Rafters, no hits. The bats have been cold on the offensive side. Can they try to continue to lock down Lakeshore as Antrovitz throws in at a first pitch ball? 1-0. A Chinook team that has won three games in their past 16 on a six-game losing streak right now as a swing and a ball skied in the air into center field. Lordoy comes under it, reaches out to make the catch for one down. So a fly out from Townsend. And this brings in Brady Council.
Number 12,
Jack Council. I keep thinking Brady because his brother Jack Council had an RBI single his first time up. So Jack Council, one for one. He was able to get home as well on that two-run shot from Johannes. 1-0. Got to first on that single and then got to third on an error from the second baseman Castillo, who couldn't field the throw from Jensen. As a swing and a ball popped out back behind home plate, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Antrovitz up to 40 pitches. No action yet in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. But I would assume so here in the next inning or so. As a swing and a liner into center field. Looks like the exact same hit for Council on this first time up. And he'll take first, the base hit. So Adam Kootway flew out to left. He's 0 for 1.
The designated hitter, Adam Kootway.
One gone. Setting in here is Kootway. He's 0 for 1. And he'll see it a first pitch strike down the plate. So the DH from a great Division III school of Wisconsin, Whitewater. 29 RBIs. Standing at first is Council. Rantsevitz will come set. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, one out. Lakeshore up to four hits. Rantsevitz hasn't walked a batter yet, which has been good. He's had two strikeouts as he checks off over to first. Jack Council, three stolen bases on the season. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Council on his way to second. The throw from Jensen away from Castillo in the center field as Council thought about taking three. And Jensen a little off on that throw. So Council will take second, putting himself in scoring position. A ball, two strikes to Kootway. Johannes, who hit a two-run shot his first time up, is on deck. Johnny Antrovitz with the ball behind his back. He looks down and glances over at second. He'll set in the 1-2 this time, and a swing and a high fly ball carrying into right field, but out of play into the bleachers. So one ball, two strikes here with one gone. Johnny Antrovitz, two strikeouts, looking for strikeout number three. Kicks high in the 1-2 home, and he's swinging a ground ball that goes in towards the third baseman. Carlson looks at second and throws the first. Staying in scoring position is Council. If he went there, that would have surely been a double play. But Kootway nonetheless grounds out. And this brings up Will Johannes, a two-run shot his first time up into center field. Absolutely smashed that ball 404 feet back. It's 319 to right and 317 to left. Antrovitz will look over at Council here with two down. Johannes will see in a strike, 0-1. He's already gone yard once against Antrovitz. Looking to do so again. One away, the 0-1 from Antrovitz, and a swing and a miss up top, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes with two outs. One error in the field for the Rafters. A team that has been consistently in the top three in fielding percentage all season long. And they're in second right now as a ball comes upstairs. A ball, two strikes with two outs. Antrovitz kicks the 1-2 to Johannes and a swing and a high fly ball into shallow left. Carrying up there for some time, but Gallison comes under it to make the catch. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Lakeshore in a 3-0 lead. The Rafters have been held scoreless for three innings. Can they break through in the fourth? Find out next on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, a 3-0 lead for Lakeshore as Alec Castillo set to bat to lead off. And a guy that struck out his first time, Michael Carpenter, back on the mound once more. He's gone three innings, 51 pitches. He's walked one batter, five strikeouts for the left-hander.
Second baseman, Alec Castillo.
So setting in here is Castillo. As Carpenter will go to work, this time at a first pitch ball down low, 1-0. So Alec Castillo, 0-for-1, and the second baseman as he fouls this off left side and out of play. A ball and a strike, a 3-0 hole for the Rafters. They gave up an RBI single from Council to send Townsend home, and then a two-run shot from Johannes in the center. The 1-1 from Carpenter, and a swing and a liner over the head of Council into left field, and a leadoff single from Castillo. Alec Castillo getting the first hit of the game for Wisconsin Rapids. Slicing over Council's head, and this brings up Brendan Bobo, who flew out to center. Castillo stands at first. Bobo 0-for-1. He hasn't gotten a hit all series. Carpenter goes to work this time. The check swing low at a ball 1-0. So a good start for the Rafters. Hopefully they can cash in this leadoff single from Castillo. That's his fifth hit of the season. The 1-0 from Carpenter, and a swing and a liner pass. The second baseman, Vomhoff. Castillo on his way to third. And the throw, the tag. And does he get him? He does. The tag from Nelson. Castillo thought about going three. He did. And then Nelson able to make the tag. So a good put out from Drew Townsend. And Bobo stands at first.
Left fielder Anthony Gallison.
So two hits for the Rafters. And Carpenter sets in this time at a ball. 1-0. Gallison grounded out to the first baseman, Jurgensen. So he's 0-for-1. And Coastal Carolina Chanticleer in the 1-0 down the plate at a strike, 1-1. Rafters, they had a big opportunity. Castillo, he slides safe there. There's runners out the corners with no outs. And the 1-1 fouled off right side. One ball, two strikes on Anthony Gallison. A cleanup spot he's in, as he was in there yesterday as well. 1-2 from Carpenter. Gallison goes down, swing and a miss. Two down. So Orlando Lordoy struck out swinging his first time up. Michael Carpenter up to six strikeouts through 60 pitches. So averaging a strikeout every 10 pitches. Two gone. The center fielder, Lordoy. Standing at first is Bobo. The kick high, the set, the serve, and a throw at a ball, 1-0. So after the Rafters, a Castillo single and then a Bobo single, but unfortunately Castillo gets thrown out at third. And then a strikeout swinging from Gallison as a swing and a weak ground ball over to Council at the shortstop position and throws it on to first across his body. As he'll bring down Lordoy, we headed to the bottom of the fourth. Lakeshore holding the Rafters to another 0. They lead 3-0. We'll step aside.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Leading off, bottom of the fourth inning, Lakeshore 3, the Raptors 0. As the Chinooks, a good start for them, but Wisconsin Rapids just has to continue to put zeros on the board for the Chinooks. They've held them scoreless the past two innings. Carson Hansen will lead off here on Antrovitz as a swing and a high hit ball popping into shallow right center as Gifford comes under it to make the catch. So two away already. And Jack Meyer grounded out to short. So out of Lindenwood. And Meyer, a native of Fenton, Missouri, a 150 batter at the plate. Hansovitz has given up four hits. Serve and a swing and a well-hit ball into left field. Gallison at the warning track to make the catch over his shoulder. And boy, Anthony Gallison, so many times we've seen this, him making those superb catches. And he does so once there. That's surely, if he doesn't catch that, that's a double, possibly a triple.
The second baseman, number 20, Sam Vomhoff.
So Sam Vomhoff now, a ground out to second. Two down. Nantrovitz will toe the slab on the right side. He'll set in serve, and showing bunt is Vomhoff. The Creighton Blue Jay pulls it away, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Vomhoff, 0 for 1. He'll see the 1-0. And a swing and a high fly ball into right center. Lordoy under it to make the catch. And that's three straight flyouts. Wisconsin Rapids goes three up and three down. We head to the top of the fifth. They trail 3-0 here on WFH.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, four innings down, a 3-0 lead for the Chinooks. As David Smigalski, he'll lead off. He was walked his first time up. Batting a 333, leading the team in batting average. Out of LaGrange College, and Carpenter goes to work at a ball outside 1-0. The only three runs that have come in this game have been in the bottom of the first. A 2-1 shot by Will Johannes, had a swing and a miss, 1-1. And then that was later on in the inning, and at the start, it was a double from Townsend and the Council, an RBI single in the center. And the 1-1 popped outside, 1-2. So ball, two strikes. Michael Carpenter has given up two hits, six strikeouts, though, with a walk. And the 1-2 from the left-hander, way outside. Can't work in there, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Lakeshore has been sound on the defensive side. Capped off by the pitcher in the 2-2, and a swing and a high fly ball into right field. Meyer under it to make the catch. And Smigalski goes down. So Kyle Carlson struck out looking. He'll step in. Jack Gifford is on deck. So Carlson, 0-for-1. A guy that's been struck out 34 times this season for Wisconsin Rapids. And he'll see in at a ball this time. 1-0, but he was originally here on a temp contract for his first 2 weeks. One of his last games is a swing and a ground ball over to Council, who scoops it up, has trouble fielding it, and can't throw it to first. Jack Council, which seemed like it could have been a routine error, he commits one there. Routine ground out. He commits an error there. So Carlson will take first.
The right fielder.
And Jack Gifford, who grounded out to the pitcher. But yeah, Carlson was here for about 2 weeks. He goes away back home. And then as guys started to leave, he came back for his second stint. And a swing and outside at a ball, 1-0. 1 gone, 1-0 count. Michael Carpenter looks at first. He'll kick, turn the 1-0. Swing and a miss up top, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Carlson stands at first. On deck is Levi Jensen. Looking in is Carpenter, the 1-1. Just a bit off the right edge, 2-1. But he's up to 72 pitches now through a 4 1/3. That helps the Raptors because he's a guy that just has had a great command. But if he gets more tire, the Raptors can capitalize. 2-1, swing and a miss on the inside, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes with 1 out. Count runs at 2 apiece. Carpenter kicks, sets, turns. And just up above the right corner. So right now he walks Gifford here. This could put runners on first and second. Rafter is just looking to get anything in the payoff. And a swing and a ball that goes past the third baseman, Nelson, into left field, and a base hit for Gifford. Past the diving Nelson, back-to-back hits. Well, a hit here for Rafter's back-to-back people reaching base. And Levi Jensen is due up. So the tying run at the plate. Jensen grounded out to short. And they need his services here. He's had 12 hits all season. A 114 batter. He's at 7 RBIs. And Carpenter goes to work. And a ball pass that goes behind Johannes. Runners advance to second and third. So only one out here. Rafters knocking on the door. They were not going to be quiet for too long. Carpenter has been slowing down. Up to 76 pitches. No action in the bullpen for the Chinooks. One gone. And the 1-0 from Carpenter. And another pass ball that goes behind Johannes. Carlson glides on home, and the Rafters break through. They cut this to 3-1. So Michael Carpenter not able to work it in the zone. 2-0 is the count. Rafters cut it to 3-1. At third stands Gifford. One gone. Carpenter kicks the 2-0 up above the zone to ball 3-0. So 3-0 count. Smigalski flew out to right, but then it started with Carlson, who has Jensen's walked. 12 walks on the season. He'll take first. And now top of the order with Ty Johnson. And now Rafters, they mean business. Currently getting a visit from the coach right now on the mound. So one down, Johnson, 0-2. This is a good spot for Wisconsin Rapids to be in. They've cut this to a two-run game. So one out. Runners on first and third. Levi Jensen was walked. I wonder if he'll try to go steal the base here, because we've seen a lot of times when there's runners on first and third, they're trying to get the catcher to throw to second to allow Gifford to get home. So Carpenter goes to work, and a swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop. Council throws it on his knees to Vomhoff. The throwback to first. The run scores. Jensen goes out. So Gifford gets home, and now it's 3-2. So if Johnson gets out there, no run scores, but now it's a one-run game.
Alec Castillo.
So Alec Castillo struck out and also had a base hit. Carpenter up to 80 pitches. A 3-2 lead now, and a ground ball away as Johnson was on his way to second. They're trying to steal the base. Oh, ball's a strike with two outs. Three runs for the Chinooks. Bottom of the first. Rafters have gotten two back. Alec Castillo 1-for-2. Got the first hit of the day with a hooked ball into left field. Johnson at first. Carpenter kicks now. The 0-1 to Castillo fouled away 0-2. No balls, two strikes with two outs. No and two is the count. Carpenter already has given up two runs, not looking to give up the third. Two gone, he's got six strikeouts. And the 0-2 to Castillo. Down the plate for strike three. Castillo goes down, but the Rafters get two runs. They cut this with a one-run ball game. We head to the bottom of the fifth. 3-2, Lakeshore leads.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, a two-run inning for the Raptors. They cut this to 3-2, so they mean business. They've been held scoreless for four innings, but not the fifth. So we head to the bottom of the fifth as Lakeshore, they've been held scoreless for three straight innings after a two-run shot from Will Johannes. They got an RBI single from Council. They went up an early 3-0 lead, but Jimmy Jurgensen, who flew out to left his first time up, as Antrovitz will go to work. This time at a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 is the count. A kick, the serve, and a swing and a high fly ball lifting into left field. Does it stay foul? And it does. If that ball gets down, Jurgensen possibly gets a double. He's out of Concordia University, Wisconsin, playing on his home field right now. So he should be all the bit comfortable. 0-2 is the count. Antrovitz nearing his 57th pitch here with two strikeouts. And the 0-2 up above the zone at a ball. 1-2. So no action in the bullpen for the Chinooks. Carpenter showing signs of slowing down. That's good for the Raptors. He's getting tired. And the 1-2 from Antrovitz. And chipped on the bat, it looks like. Fouled away back behind home plate, but the bat, top of it, like a piece of wood chipped off. So Jurgensen will have to get a new bat. So, yeah, Jurgensen going back to the dugout to grab a new bat. Four hits for Lakeshore, three for the Raptors. Each team has committed an error. So right now you have Raptors obviously a game back of Madison, but Madison trails 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth to Green Bay. So we can only hope Madison goes down and Wisconsin Rapids can come back in this game to win. And the 1-2 outside at a ball 2-2. But nonetheless, it's going to be decided most likely tomorrow and Thursday as Wisconsin Rapids visits Warner Park. And the 2-2 to Jurgensen, fouled away. And we can't express that enough, the amount of importance those two games hold to the Raptors' playoff hopes. They're right there. It's them and Madison for that final spot. And the 2-2 outside again on the left corner, 3-2. And the count runs full. Johnny Antrovitz nearing his 62nd pitch. Hasn't walked a batter yet. He's had two strikeouts and on the verge of walking Jurgensen to lead off. He'll look down. The payoff to Jurgensen and a swing and a miss. Jurgensen goes down. Antrovitz records strikeout number three. Impressive start Antrovitz, yes, he's given up 4 hits and 3 runs, but 3 strikeouts to go with it, and also no walks as well, which has been big. So Jacob Nelson struck out swinging. He's 0 for 1. Nelson batting a 171. He's got 2 RBIs. 2 away, bottom of the 5th. And the set and serve low at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. 1 down. Wisconsin Rapids, a team that's won 11 of its past 14, and the 1-0 to Nelson. And a swing and a high fly ball popped up towards right field. Gifford charging toward it and reaches out to make an easy catch for 1 away. So top of the order now with Drew Townsend. Led off with a double into right field and then flew out to center. So Townsend was the first shook to cross home plate on that RBI single from Council. So he's 1 for 2. 2 gone. And a set in and serve this time and fouled away. 0-1. So out of Missouri State, and a guy that's had a good start in yesterday. He did not. He went 0 for 4. So changing it around here on this Tuesday night. And the 0-1 paints the zone at 0-2. So possibly another 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rafters to put more emphasis on their offense. It's already gotten 2 runs. In the top half of this heading. And the 0-2 way low bounces in the turf at a ball. 1-2. Antrovitz, a good command on the mound. There is some action in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. Can't quite tell who that is down there. Looks to be maybe Daniel Clark. A ball, 2 strikes. 1 away, bottom of the 5th. And the 1-2 to Townsend, and a ground ball lifted away right side and out of play. So 1 ball, 2 strikes once again on the center fielder and the leadoff hitter, Townsend. 4 hits for Lakeshore, 3 for Wisconsin Rapids. And the 1-2 from Antrovitz once again bounces in the turf, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two down. Looking in is Antrovitz. He'll kick and serve. Out high. Brushes off the left corner. 3-2. So he hasn't walked a batter yet. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count runs full. 2 gone, and the payoff from Antrovitz. And a swing and a high hit ball lifting into right field out of play. Drew Townsend has been here majority of the season for Lakeshore, has been one of their reliable pieces. Antrovitz will go to work again. The 3-2 to Townsend. And a swing and a high fly ball into Lordoy, who walks over it and catches it to make the 3rd out. We head to the top of the 6th. Another 3-up and 3-down inning for Wisconsin Rapids as they lead. They trail 3-2, but they are really close to taking this lead. Find out next. We head to the top of the 6th on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, two runs in the last inning for the Raptors, and they cut this to a one-run game as Brendan Bobo leads off. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 on this Tuesday night. Here in Mequon, Bobo, 1-for-2. He flew out to center, then got a base hit. Also on a ground ball into center field as well. As Carpenter goes to work at a strike, 0-1. He's had 84 pitches. Five innings, giving up three hits, two runs, but seven strikeouts and two walks to go with it. The 0-1 to Bobo and fouled off 0-2. So Lakeshore hanging on in this game. There's been multiple times where after players have been left on base, as there is some action in the bullpen for the Chinooks. We'll see who eventually takes the mound. And the 0-2 to Bobo. And again, sliced away. Brendan Bobo, the all-time league leader in home runs with 30, 17 last season, 13 this season. Out of Cal State Fullerton. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 up above the zone at a ball, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Coming set is Carpenter, the 1-2 to Bobo. High and above the zone, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Carpenter, 88 pitches. He's walked three batters. And fouled away, 2-2. Seven strikeouts, though. So five innings down here in this one. Rafters cracked the scoreboard by getting two runs in the fifth. And Carpenter, the 2-2 to Bobo, and just low at a ball, 3-2. And now the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff outside for ball four. And Bobo was down on that count 0-2, sees four balls. He'll take first. So Michael Carpenter remains on the mound. Callison 0-2. He grounded out to first and struck out swinging. So Anthony Callison, Coastal Carolina. Colts Neck, New Jersey native. Carpenter, 91 pitches. And with three walks. Bobo stands at first. He's the tying run as Gallison flies it out. Back behind home plate, 0-1. So Madison right now down 6-2 against Green Bay. So if Wisconsin Rapids can find a way to win this game, assuming Madison doesn't come back, they'll be in first place. The 0-1 from Carpenter, and a ground ball just slices away of the first base line, 0-2. So Carpenter, 93 pitches for him. No balls, two strikes. Bobo stands at first. On deck is Lordoy. So balancing in the cleanup spot. Each team with an error. And the 0-2 from Carpenter. Swinging a ground ball over towards Council at shortstop. Throws it to Vomhoff at second. And the throwback to first to Jurgensen. And going down is Gallison. So a double play there for Lakeshore. And they get a 6-4-3 double play. So Lordoy now struck out swinging and grounded out to short. He's 0 for 2. That's the first double play for the Chinooks here this evening. One away, top of the six. Carpenter goes to work on Lordoy and throws it low at a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. One away. Carpenter, the 1-0 to Lordoy, and a dropped ball there. It's time from Johannes, 2-0. Wonder when Carpenter gets pulled. Are they trying for him to get this last out? Trevor Cho has to make a decision. And the 2-0 now.